direct from the Los Angeles Underground. It's time for The Superiority Complex with your host, me. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the first official show of The Superiority Complex, which is what I've decided to go with, at least for now. You never know. That could change, knowing me, in the next couple of minutes. If you've noticed, if you were listening to the preview episodes I put up on Podbean with my daughter, DJ Sadness, you'll notice the intro music has changed. We decided to go with a little bit more of a professional sound, although DJ Sadness's work will appear from time to time. Don't worry. I know she has a lot of fans out there. I have not broken the news to her yet that her music will not be used, but I will be letting her know very, very soon. But she is excited to know that all of you are big fans of her music. So please keep the positive vibes coming for DJ Sadness. We decided to go with a group called Shakedown Mambo, who you heard a little bit of at the beginning, and you'll hear them at the end of the show again. I am lucky enough to know the piano player for that group, Rick Solom, plays piano and sings. He is accompanied by a drummer, Phil Block. It's a duet. That's all it is, pianos and drums. They are really, really great. Really funky sound, a lot of New Orleans-style stuff. So please check them out at www.shakedownmambo.com. And like I said, they were kind enough to let me use their music at no charge. And really, a couple of really great guys just trying to help a struggling podcast artist out. Speaking of struggling, this last week has been a little bit difficult. There's been a lot of a learning curve, trying to figure out, get the sounds, get the levels right. Trying to take in all of your advice, but I was really excited about this interview I did over the weekend with my friend El Bobo, and I wanted to get it out to you guys as soon as possible. I've decided to go with a round robin format for my guest. I'm just going to make my guest my co-host. There won't be a permanent co-host, at least not for the time being. And I really want to get out to you. I know a lot of you have said, "Oh, I want to do a podcast. I want to be on your podcast." I've gotten a lot of support, and that's been really great. And I would love to have you on my podcast. The whole idea of this show is just for me to get people on that I think are interesting. You don't have to be a brain surgeon. You don't have to have, been to the moon. I just want to sit down and talk, and you'll get a sense of what the show's going to be about. I really wanted someone close to me to be the first guest, which is why I went with my friend El Bobo. He and I have been friends for a long, long time, which you'll hear in the show. We went over a lot of stuff. We actually sat down and talked for over 2 hours and recorded the whole thing, but I'm gonna go easy on you guys and break it up into little bits. Most of the show will concern itself with just, it's a pop culture roundup. I want to talk about movies. I want to talk about books. I want to talk about music. Anything that anybody out there can sit and relate to. But I also want to know about the person sitting across from me. So I will be doing sort of an interview style sometimes to sit down and get things going. But I really hope you enjoy the show. And again, this is a work in progress, so it will evolve and change as time goes on. But I really do want to hear from you. I want your feedback. I want to hear what you thought the show sounded like. How was the sound quality? Do you have topics that you want us to bring up? Right now, the best way to reach me would be via Twitter. You can tweet those show suggestions at me, and my Twitter handle is at 20th Century Man. 20th Century Man. So send those via Twitter, and I will be sure to check all of that out. But again, I'm looking forward to hearing from you, my friends on Facebook, and just people out there in the general populace. If you happen to stumble upon this podcast, I'd love to hear about it. Love to hear what you think. So without further ado, one quick thing. I had all of my levels set on my old computer, and then I ended up having to return that computer because I was having problems with the wireless card. So I had a new computer when I went to go record this at El Bobo's Man Cave. And so the levels are going to sound a little bit off. I apologize. I will be working on that. I got some good advice from a lot of people on how to improve the sound. And as I said, right now it's a work in progress. As I get more and more equipment, hopefully the show will start to sound better and better. So bear with us. We really hope that you'll be able to look past the technical difficulties and just listen to the content that's on the show, because I think it's great. Bobo is one of my favorite people in the world, and I think we had a really great time. I know I laughed a lot, and hopefully you'll enjoy the show. So without further ado, here is our interview with El Bobo. Enjoy. I just started recording it.
Okay, we're back.
I'm keeping that in. The best opening ever.
The gurgle. Today I have Gollum.
Somebody's death rattle just opens the show.
Tonight we're reading the death of Ivan Ilyich.
Okay, everybody, now that your levels are, now that your ears are blown out, welcome to the show. I haven't even decided what we're going to call the show yet. Okay, Mike.
We're calling it Fuck You.
Okay.
This podcast is like a pipe to Nancy Kerrigan's knee.
Okay.
That was mean.
Here's the thing. Whatever happened to Jeff Galooly, by the way?
The Galooly?
Remember that guy?
Yeah. Well, Tonya Harding got a little bit, you know, portly.
Stout?
Perhaps.
Husky.
Yeah, big boned. Her bones got big.
You know what I just realized? I've had this post-nasal drip for about a month, and I realized I probably should just give my nose a nice blow before...
You need a neti pot.
I know. You know why? Because I heard that you get the...
the clap.
If you don't use distilled water...
Yeah, that's true.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
They have the amoebas in there that go in your brains, and then they eat it, and then you die.
It's like a Star Trek episode.
Something like that. It's messed up.
So here's the thing. By the way, everybody, my guest today... The first guest in the history of this podcast, my near and dear friend since 10th grade.
10th grade.
El Bobo.
Yeah. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, 10th grade. We used to non-suit together in PE all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who was our coach? Was it Monroe?
Yeah, maybe.
He was senile. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he was a poor guy.
He would just ask you, did you dress yesterday? Yeah, I sure did. Mr. Monroe.
You weren't even here yesterday. Yeah, I was, and I dressed. Oh, okay, good, that's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. Those are the days.
Yeah.
And I wonder why I'm fat, because I non-suited every day of 10th grade.
Me too.
Yeah, but look at you, you're in good shape.
I'm not in good shape, I'm fat.
No.
I am, because of the Lipitor, it's the damn Lipitor.
We sound like a bunch of old guys.
And we are a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, but we're old. But we're like kind of badass too. You know?
Well, we're kind of like the pre-expendables badass. You know? They're like 60 and they're badass. But we're like not there
yet. Did you see Expendables 2?
Nope. Was it? Should I?
Oh God, no!
Really?
It's terrible.
It was at Target for like what, $5?
Expendables 2?
Yeah, $13, something like that. It's on DVD.
Good. It's not good.
Really? Not even as a rental?
It's worth a rental just to see how bad it is. But you can. It's weird the way Stallone's Botox is. It's like he's got that weird eye thing anyway. It looks like this just bottom lip is sliding away from his face.
Really?
Well, because he had that weird... He's got that weird face anyway. Yeah. I don't know if his lip's up. I don't know what he's got like.
I heard that people, like, they get that injection with that silicone that's for cars, like Priscilla Presley, and then it starts to migrate across your face, so your face literally is shifting and melting and stuff. It's messed up. Yeah.
What?
But yeah. That's what they said, that botched plastic surgery. Priscilla Presley had some, I think it was supposed to be collagen implants, but the guy used silicone oil that they use for automobiles, cut rate, you know, cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of moves around underneath your face. It migrates, and then your face gets all messed up.
Yeah, it looks like his face. It looks like, what was the supercontinent? Pangea.
Pangea.
Just like sliding away from the rest of the country.
Gondwana land. It's called Gondwana land.
Is that true?
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to you. Sure. Of course it's true.
How do you know it's called Gondwana Land?
Because I just read it.
Where?
In a book.
What kind of book?
A big one that's very important. It had a lot of big words in it.
So, made it here, Bebo, maybe you can help me with the title. We have some titles that people are...
For this podcast?
For the podcast.
I tried to help you already. I hope you deleted that, by the way.
No, that's staying on there for posterity.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Because people shouldn't have to hear such words like that.
They hear it all the time.
I know that, but you know, still, I mean, you have to have some standards. That was for your ears only, my friend.
It's staying in. Along with that hack, that wet hack at the beginning.
That's not good either.
It's not good radio, but we're not...
This is radio?
Nobody said... what else is it? It's internet radio. It's not real radio.
Internet USB.
It's two guys talking in a... By the way, we're up here in Bobo's man cave.
Man cave.
I do want to add the Guano Productions Guano tag production at the end. So this is truly a Guano production because...
Guano Productions. They're back.
They are. We're back. In audio form.
You know, have you ever thought about doing like installments of Death Squad with on the radio?
Nothing.
Huh? What, did the light bulb just crack?
No, I just...
Oh, you spilled? It's just water. Are you kidding? I have kids. What do I
care? Sorry, dude. Sorry to be drinking water, first of all, but I'm all parched.
I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. That was a lot of water.
I know it came out.
Dang. Oh, well, whatever.
It's on my shoe. It's
on the laminate. That's gonna be all mushroom.
Is it really?
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No problem. I need something to clean up with.
Don't worry about it.
Your kids spilling here?
Yeah, but they know, they have the good sense to do it on the carpet.
See? Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you hit them?
No.
If I watched...
You just yell at them.
Like if I saw one of your oldest daughter like accidentally spill something, would she recoil instantly because she knows what's coming next?
No. She'd probably laugh maniacally.
What about the middle one would laugh maniacally.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Bubba has three kids.
Three kids. Five, three, and one.
And what's the greatest thing about the one-year-old?
He's a boy.
What's the second greatest thing?
His name.
His birthday.
Middle name is Robert. Oh, his birthday. Yeah, his birthday. Yeah, he shares a birthday with somebody that I...
Mm-hmm. You know. His favorite uncle.
Yeah, that's right. That was weird. You know, like, that really was weird.
You know what else is weird is my niece's son, also born on my birthday.
Really?
And he was the first boy in our family since me. So, 40 years later.
Wow. This is Rihanna's son?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, I think 39 years later.
Oh, that's weird.
No, how old is he?
That's cool.
Something like that.
That's great.
Not 40 years. I think 39 years later. Oh. Because he just turned 3.
I just remember Rihanna like getting, when she was like, 10? Flying against the wall in Death Squad.
In Death Squad on a budget. 10. For those of you that don't know, Robert and I collaborated on a film. And Robert really made the film. It was myself, our good friend Hitesh Patel, who was... also a candidate to be my co-host, but he lives so far away.
Can you Skype him on that?
I want to try. I'm definitely going to look into doing it.
You probably,
because he needs to be on this thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But we collaborated on a little movie called Death Squad on a Budget back in 1990. Mm-hmm. And my niece played, what was she, a secretary?
She was a secretary.
And she got killed by a turncoat general, and she practiced and practiced. Mm-hmm. And did the most cinematic death I've ever seen.
I cringe just thinking about it.
Not since The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly has there been such a... Not since the opening of Once Upon a Time in the West.
What's that movie with Kevin Costner in it where they had the scatter gun and he blew the guy up? Open Range. It was like that.
The only part I've ever seen of Open Range is the last 10 minutes where they have that gunfight.
The gunfight, yeah. Well, that's all you really need to see.
Well, Duvall's in it, is it?
Well, yeah, but so...
Duvall's like a Gene Hackman. He makes anything good.
Mm. That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Gene, you know, there's some people...
Favorite Gene Hackman movie?
Godfather.
Gene Hackman's not in The Godfather.
Oh.
That's
sure?
Duvall.
Oh. Superman.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't know what else he's in.
I thought you were going to say Unforgiven.
No, I didn't like him in Unforgiven.
What?
But that was good. But it was good that he didn't. I didn't like him because
you're not supposed to like him.
Right. You're not supposed to like
him. It's the same reason I hate Sharon Stone in Casino.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to like it. Yeah. Well, that means that they're doing a great job.
Exactly, but you still hate her.
Yeah, it's like you're a good man, Charlie Brown. The people that play Lucy, everybody didn't clap for her at all because they thought she was such a bitch. But she did her job.
You know they're doing a live version? I just did a commercial for that on Radio what? Disney.
Of
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Somewhere in Orange County, they're doing a live version of it.
Wow. No, I think that's a good idea. I think we should do Death Squad on a budget, like radio shows. With special effects.
That would be great. And
it's going back to the original. See, it's going to be all completely novel, even though Orson Welles was doing it back in the 30s. And everybody's going to think, oh, God, the guy's a genius. Look at that. He's doing a war movie, but we have to imagine it. You know.
It's like when Jason Schwartzman does the Vietnam epic as a high school play in Rushmore.
Well, okay.
You've never seen Rushmore?
I don't remember it.
What?
Don't remember.
You just lost a lot of cred with the people who listen to this podcast.
Really?
All three of them. Four.
All four of them.
Three or four.
I'll apologize to them personally. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What were we talking about? I knew this.
We were talking about Death Squad on a Budget as a radio podcast.
Now, let's tell everybody what Death Squad on a Budget was about.
Well,
can you give us the plot in like 3-minute increments?
I forgot.
Or in a 3-minute synopsis?
Death Squad, what do you need to know about Death Squad?
Did I ever tell you?
Self-explanatory.
We made this movie Death Squad because our friend Dan was going away to our basic training for Army ROTC. So we thought we'd make him this nice.
Fort Knox.
Yeah, that's right. And we were going to make this war epic. And so what we did was we ran around my grandfather's farm out in Corona.
That was fun.
With plastic guns. Then we ran around my grandpa's farm in Santa Fe Springs with plastic guns. Mm. And then we edited it all together with existing footage from movies like...
VHS. It was all VHS.
We did it with two VCRs. Mm-hmm. And then we spliced in sound effects.
Big ones.
Because we blew up G.I. Joe's at the end for the big battle.
Mm-hmm. His arm didn't fly off. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and that was the video camera was the one where you actually had to put the VHS into the... thing.
Didn't your mom own that camera? Yeah. And we could actually do titles on it. That's mm-hmm. what gave us the idea.
Mm-hmm. Cheap little titles.
And it lives on a VHS somewhere.
We should transfer it to.
Do you have a copy of it?
Somewhere, yeah.
I found the originals when we moved.
Really?
But I have no way of getting them onto.
You can transfer them to DVD now, right?
I know. I do, but I don't. I'm trying to get somebody to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
I have no way of doing it. So I hope somebody out there will say, oh, I can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
How's your arm holding up? We're hand holding our mics tonight because we're recording in a... You look good, man. You look very comfortable. You look laid back.
Thanks. You do too. Are you laid back?
You know, you got those headphones make you look like a one of the Cybermen from Doctor Who.
Really? Who was the chick that turned into a Cyberman?
I don't know. Is there one?
Yeah. There was somebody on Doctor Who. They were having a special about the women of Doctor Who. And there was one woman that was sort of a catty, opportunistic woman, but she changed into a cyber person. And then she had one little black tear come out as she was blowing away the bad side.
Oh, that was on, that was the one where they went into the alternate universe.
Oh.
It was one of the companion's mothers.
Mm.
It was the companion for that series was her mother, but they were in an alternate universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't actually her mother.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, she fights her programming and then becomes a...
So did this Doctor Who series start after the one in the 70s? It was like a hiatus and they just started up again?
I guess there was a movie in like 98 or something, and then they rebooted it in 2005. So they carried on with the ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston, who is Destro, G.I. Joe.
Uh-huh.
And so it picks up with all the mythology, but you don't really... I hadn't seen any of the ones. I remember trying to watch it as a kid, and it was just...
It was KCT or KOCE.
Yeah.
Tom Baker was the last Doctor that I remember, and then he transformed or something to somebody else, and that's all I recall.
It made the original Star Trek look like it had Oscar-winning special effects. I just remember it being really cheesy as a kid, so I could never get into it.
Yeah, but you know, it could really be somewhere that a flashlight is really a laser gun, right? Flash blinking lights could actually do you bodily harm. Of course.
We So I learned everything about the old show from watching the new one. They refer back to it enough that you can pick up pieces mm-hmm. here and there. Mm-hmm. But the new one's really great. You should give it a... I know a lot of... everybody I've turned it on to has enjoyed it, really liked it, so...
Yeah, I saw a few episodes, and I thought they were pretty well written and scary. The ones with the those kids that had the masks...
Oh, the gasks, man. The empty child. That's the one I tell everybody
that was
to...
creepy. That was a little creepy.
Are you my mummy?
That was creepy.
Yeah. That's
scary.
A good one.
Very scary.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I was trying to find the one where you said that the angels, they were like it's right behind. Beware the angels. It's in season
3, and it's called Blink. I think it's season 3, episode 11. I'm a nerd. And it's called Blink, but check it out. David Tennant is awesome.
That was creepy.
So back to Death Squad.
Mm-hmm. You can have sound bites. Whatever sound bites you need already, and you can have a description of what's going on, just like a debriefing.
So what's to keep me from just recording it?
With what?
With a microphone.
What?
Recording the whole thing and then just putting it out like that, breaking it into segments.
Nothing. I think you should. I think you should record it as a radio show, with a bunch of sound effects if needed.
We had a lot of ideas for the sequel because what happened is we had friends that suddenly decided they didn't want to, who shall remain nameless, that suddenly decided they didn't want to do it after all and things like that. And I had to tell them who it was.
Yeah.
And so we were going to actually fill him in with a puppet. We were going to do puppets. There was talk. Kiddish and I talked at
one time. We were just going to kill him off.
Do it as a puppet movie.
Like, gloriously or something.
And then...
jumping on a grenade.
So, did I ever tell you the story of why we changed the name? Because originally, here's a little story. Our friend, we were going to do a sequel.
Mm-hmm. Had a whole script and everything.
Your wife was going to be in it. Mm-hmm. My wife was going to be in it before they were our wives. And we had called it Embrace the Carnage. We were going to call it Embrace the Carnage because Hiddish's cousin, Sanjay Patel, mm-hmm. shout out to Sanjay Patel, mm-hmm. www.ghappy.com. That's G-H-E-E, happy.com. Check out his artwork. He's awesome. He was going to CalArts at the time and told us about these guys who were making a ninja movie called, it was a trilogy, and one of the movies was called Embrace the Carnage. And the other one was called Symphony of Slaughter. And so we said, oh, well, you know, that sounds like a great idea. So we were just going to lift the title and nobody would be any the wiser because we didn't know anybody who went to CalArts except for Sanjay. Did I ever tell you why I changed the name? Mm-hmm. Okay, do you remember at our wedding, do you know our friends Eric and Sadie?
Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sadie went to CalArts with two brothers, Brian Andrews and Mark Andrews. Uh-huh. Mark Andrews just directed Brave, uh-huh. and his brother Brian is a supervising Brian Andrews just directed Brave, mm-hmm. and his brother Mark worked on the 2D Clone Wars show. He worked for...
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and so they went to CalArts, and they were the guys who did that movie. So Sadie told me one time, she goes, yeah, my friends in college were going to do a movie called Embrace the Carnage, and I was like, what Uh-oh. Are the chances? So if we did shoot, we shot about a good maybe
a hour, lot of it.
We shot about an hour of footage.
It. Yeah.
So I was going to release it under the name The Reigns of Slaughter.
The Reigns of Slaughter.
But the original idea was it was going to be a trilogy, but there were only two movies, and we were going to refer to
I think is brilliant.
We were going to refer to all the stuff that happened in the second movie. Everything in the third movie was like a fallout from the second, and you know, we had been utterly devastated. But we never finished it. We shot all this dialogue. Yeah. There was that really great scene we did of we ripped off the scene in Predator where it just focuses on the two guys doing the handshake, and we did that.
Oh, yeah. Zoomed in. The little cheapy camera. Yeah, let's see. See, you could actually have Death Squad, The Lost Files.
Or yeah, we got classified. We got to bring that out. You think it's bad if two middle-aged guys with kids just...
No.
Run around the park with toy guns.
Yeah, we'll get shot.
Mm.
We will. We'll get shot. Would. We'll get shot, totally.
Nobody yet. There was a great Onion Onion headline today that said Los Angeles residents on high alert. Now that LAPD resumes normal duty. I just dated our podcast. People aren't supposed to know when this... I was told, don't tell people what time it is.
Really? For a podcast?
And you're not supposed to... Well, I guess, you know, it doesn't matter if it's topical or not, but, you know, you kind of date when it is. Hmm. We're doing a late night record. I don't mind saying it.
Why would you not date the podcast? So that you can play it over and over again? Or
I don't think so much the date, but I think telling people what time it is because people are going to download it and listen to it whenever. Uh-huh. And so you kind of take them out of that mindset if they know.
Oh.
But I don't know. Hmm. Well, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah, well, is that a radio rule or is that like for
podcasts? I've heard people on podcasts say it. Hmm. I've heard a lot of podcasters give that bit of advice.
I would imagine in radio you shouldn't probably tell what the time is or what the day is because then you can play the same show over and over again, right?
I'm looking at your levels. You can come in a little close. There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah. 20 minutes in, I finally tell you to get closer to the mic. That's good radio.
That's all right. What the heck?
We're going to start over anyway. This has all just been a warm-up.
Good. That's probably pretty good.
So, here, let's start the show. You ready? Here we go. And action.
What's the title of the show?
We don't know. We were talking about that. Death Squad on a Budget?
Death Squad on a Budget, yeah. Death Squad on a Budget as a radio show.
Let's do a sequel, man.
An actual full-blown...
Let's do it. Like, let's get Colonel. Well, he's got the chops.
Yeah, he's got all.
He's got all the equipment. Yeah. We'll get him to do it for free. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The man's made out with Alyssa Milano. He's not going to want to deal with us.
Mm-hmm. He got killed by a giant bug in Starship Troopers.
That's right. You know, we're dropping all our names. I want to get him on the show just so he could tell us stories about working on Starship Troopers.
Yeah. And Michael Ironside.
And making out with Alyssa Milano.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, you and John Sandy are really two people I wanted to get in right away because you're raconteurs.
Thanks, man.
Bobby was a little nervous when I told him we were going to do this, but I think he's doing very well. Dude, it's been 20 minutes.
Has it
Who's going to listen to this?
It's been 20 minutes. No one.
Who's going to listen to this? Oh, so good. So good. Now we spill our secrets about Embrace the Carnage and stealing titles. Those guys are famous now. What do they care?
They don't care.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm Academy Award. I'm a nominated director for Brave. I don't know. Is he? He was nominated, right?
Was
for
he nominated? Best I don't know. I
think it was.
No.
I think it was nominated Brave for Best Animated.
Won the Best Animated Golden Globe, I thought.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
But it was nominated, right?
For...
Oscar.
I don't know. Maybe.
Should have been. Did you see it?
Brave, yeah.
One dead eye. Did
all the time.
How does that... You have three strawberry blonde kids. How do they relate to that movie?
Bronwyn refers to the three little boys as the Stellan boys because... the Stellan boy, yeah, because they're like Stellan, and Stellan is like, he's a 1 year old and he's a boy and he does exactly what they do, which basically walk around the house and mess things up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'll find like lima beans or something in the you know, he carries them and then he'll put them in a pot, you know, inside the cabinet where they keep the pots. And then I'll open it up and I'll see that he put stuff in there, or I have a drawer and then there's a tablespoon sticking out of it when you close the drawer, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really cool. It's really, you know, he's been there.
Let me ask you a question. How are you not, let me rephrase that. How tired are you all the time?
I'm asleep right now.
You look good, though.
Thanks, man. I feel good. I feel happy.
Well, I was just noticing, we are going really gray.
We are. Yeah, I'm going to go gray a lot faster, I think, than anybody else because of these kids. I'm just looking on the floor and they're like blocks and crayons and puzzle pieces.
This is supposed to be your man cave. Why are there so many kids?
It irks me. Yeah, it really irks me. I'm just going to have to take a big broom and sweep them all up and just make them disappear. You see that puzzle over there in the corner?
Yes.
It's supposed to be square. It's got the shape of vomit.
It does look like a pool of vomit.
Yeah, my daughter did that. That's nice. I wish you guys could see it. People, our friends at home.
I will take.
I'm gonna call people that are listening to this our friends.
Our at friends home. At home. Our listeners. Friends at home. I'm gonna take a picture of that before I go.
Friends at home. Yeah.
And I'm gonna post it. The vomit puzzle.
That's the vomit puzzle. Yeah, it's supposed to be a mermaid. You know, it has the shape of those people that got stuck in the transporter in Star Trek the Motion Picture. That's what it has.
Speaking of Star Trek, you told me earlier when we got here.
I didn't even want to think about it.
Let's get to the nerd talk.
This is not nerd talk. Star Trek is now cool.
No, because J.J. Abrams did it.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams, you know, we're not lost.
Do you think that J.J. Abrams, do you agree, I wouldn't say that's a criticism, but do you agree with the assessment of...
He sucks?
That he basically made Star Trek a Star Trek film for Star Wars fans with the Star Trek reboot.
No. I don't agree with that. You know, and I'll tell you why. Because the new Star Trek movies suck. They all suck. They were written poorly by George Lucas. And it's just about
the new Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, it's new Star Wars movies. They suck. I think I think Star Trek was rebooted. I don't think it was for Star Wars fans.
This is the first time you've really had a lot of people who aren't Trekkies. Mm-hmm. Because there were a lot of people going to see that movie. I think a lot of it had to do with you had kind of a young cast, a hip cast. You had Chris Pine and Zoe Saldana and Zachary. And you saw a lot of ladies going to see this thing and people that weren't necessarily Trekkies.
I think there was a high curiosity factor. You know, I mean, everybody knew about it. And I think there were, because I think the whole Star Trek franchise was played out. You know, how many times can they have Star Trek Enterprise or Star Trek Voyager or Deep Space Nine?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think it was just an interesting reboot. Plus, I think it was J.J. Abrams that got a lot of people curious.
No, I really liked it. I thought they did a good job with it. And I didn't even mind. I know a lot of hardcore Trekkies were really pissed that, like, Spock was making out with Uhura.
No, they definitely changed the characters around a little bit. They changed the dynamic around a lot. Spock is a lot snootier, and he's not as nice.
But I think you can get away with that by saying, oop, alternate timeline.
Sure. Well, you can get away with a lot by saying an alternate timeline. But I don't know how much of his timeline was altered by the Kelvin being destroyed. You know, how much of Vulcan was affected by the fact that...
Thor died, man.
Who?
Thor.
Thor?
Thor died.
Who's Thor?
Thor.
Who?
Thor is Kirk's dad.
Thor is Kirk's dad?
Watch that again.
You're kidding.
No, that's Thor.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's why Kirk's so awesome.
Wow. Nah.
Yep. Watch it.
Not even.
It's Hemsworth, yeah.
No, it's not.
Really? It is.
That's amazing.
I'm going to pause it while we watch it.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Just kidding. I'll have to check that out. Really? That makes sense, yeah. Now that you mention it, without the...
He's got no beard.
Yeah.
But well, let's take a quick break because I got to really blow my nose.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a break, you guys, and we'll be right back. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for episode 1. Thank you so much for listening. We will pick up with Bubba again. I will post that later on this week or next week as soon as time permits. I hope you had a great time listening to the show. Again, feedback, Twitter, Facebook. I want to hear back from you. Thanks a lot, guys. This transmission ends now.